on the line with us this morning is Dan Zwicker. He is at CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Always joins us on a Thursday to discuss the marketplace and some of the technical trade that has been happening. Hi, good morning to you, Dan. How are things in Louisiana today?
We're hot and humid. We have been that way for several weeks down here. We're really not getting the rain activity that we used to, or we normally do. It normally, you know, gives us two or three to five minute type showers every day, and we've actually missed that so far this month.
I made note that one of the folks that follows me on my at Commodity Week feed, and that I follow as well on his Twitter account, has from Louisiana, and he's been harvesting corn. Says they have not had, I think, a good rain or any rain, maybe, on the beans there in Louisiana for about 45 days. So it has been dry, apparently, in your area. Corn harvest has started, at least in the very deep south. That'll move northwards. And I'm wondering what kind of impact you think that'll have on basis and the markets as corn begins to fill up along the Delta region. Primarily, it'll feed into, I suppose, the export market. Are you ready to take that in the port of New Orleans? And do you expect we'll begin to see some exports for corn coming up?
Well, we sure hope so. I mean, today's export sales report, which I think is eventually going to start changing very quickly, but when you look at new crop sales, actually on the books, we're only at like 170 million bushels. That is way low compared to probably where we should be historically, and the main reason has been South America has had adequate supplies of corn to pump into the world market. But now with the EU being under the hot and dry weather pattern for several weeks, that is shrinking that crop significantly. So I think that's going to open the door for somebody to pick up 10 to 15 million metric tons of corn exports, and I think the U.S. is going to be a big beneficiary of that, but that still hasn't, you know, showed up yet into the, at least the U.S. market, at least for right now. I think the trade has been just patiently waiting to buy inventories. China has been a big liquidator of inventory and talking about lowering price supports and everything. So we have had a pretty good decline in commodities clear across the globe. And I think a lot of that is just liquidation, thinking that they'll be able to maybe buy commodities cheaper at a later level.
So when you look at the charts, is there any base building at this point, and the difference being consolidation might go both ways, and base building would go up from there. Do you see that in the corn market at all?
Well, corn's kind of doing what it needed to do, same way with soybeans as well as wheat. We had a big reversal to the downside posted during July since we had our highs early in the month, and then we spent the rest of the month declining. We did penetrate underneath the July low here on Monday, and since then, corn, soybeans, and wheat have kind of been in a more of an upswing. Corn is about unchanged for the week with today's two penny losses. We still should have soybeans higher for the week, even though we're down 8 cents. We should still be up 2 or 3 cents. So it'll be interesting to see, and wheat is also up for the week. So I think this week's closes are important. If we could close out the week higher, I think that would kind of lay the groundwork then for the market to have some kind of recovery rally here during August. Now, whether that's going to be driven by the EU weather situation with the declining corn crop, or if it's going to be driven here in the U.S. by maybe USDA giving us a smaller than expected production number next Wednesday. It could be driven by the hint that the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day weather forecasts are turning much drier. maybe not totally hot in the eastern Corn Belt. The western Corn Belt does look like it's hot and dry. So if we kind of finish off the season in a warmer, drier type weather pattern, I think that subtracts bushels from what we had as of October 1st or as of August 1. So that could be the start of a recovery rally and maybe going into the September report.
Do you have a similar outlook for soybeans?
Very much so. The whole key is that, if beans can close out the week higher here and close above, you would basically view this on the November chart as just a corrective decline off of that big advance we had that started in June into early July. We've come back. And now we've put the brakes on it after a three-week decline. And then I think beans then are then in position then to take another run to the upside as we go on into August. And that would be the same way in corn. But we do need to hold these levels. From a technical perspective, it's not uncommon to come back to the point of breakout. And that's exactly what we did on corn. We had that big sharp rally during June and early July. We basically fell back to the point of breakout here at this 375 area on Monday, and now we're trading at 381. if we could get some closes above 386, I think then that would really dress up the overall chart picture then for a recovery rally in December corn as we go through the month of August into early September.
Do we need to worry very much at all about the low prices in crude oil? They're at new lows.
I don't know if you really want to worry about that. I mean, I guess I'm a believer that low prices will stimulate demand, but crude oil prices, for us that have lived in Texas, knew that things were going to get real rough in July because most of the oil that oil wells were pumping through the spring and through the early part of the summer because they were fulfilling $80 contracts. And then those contracts were going to be completely filled by June or July, and then now the whole bottom has fallen out of the market. So now the function of the market is to turn those oil wells off that have been pumping to meet that $80 contract level. And then, of course, you add the Iran situation in there, whether or not that is going to make a big difference on the world supply or not. The trade seems to think so, but I don't know if low crude oil prices is necessarily a bad omen that we're going to have lower grain commodity prices. Actually, it's beneficial in a way because we do need to find a way to lower the cost of production of corn and soybeans with current price levels.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He is at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.